It's Monday, January 8th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Journalist Michael Wolff, author of the incendiary tell-all book entitled Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, has been accused of fabricating quotes, reports The Washington Times. He claims, quote, extensive access to the White House and more than 200 interviews with Trump and senior staff over a period of 18 months, end quote. But his critics contend that he has a tendency to play fast and loose with the truth. Indeed, Today Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie repeatedly questioned his credibility on Friday.
I am certainly and absolutely in every way comfortable with everything I've reported in this book.
Would you release any of those recordings since your credibility is being questioned?
My credibility is being questioned by a man who has less credibility than perhaps anyone who has ever walked on earth at this point.
Your former editor at Vanity Fair, Graydon Carter, said he wasn't surprised you'd written this explosive book. He was surprised they let you in the door at the White House.
I'm a nice guy. I go in.
Did you flatter your way in?
I certainly said what was ever necessary to get the story.
As the Washington Post detailed on Wednesday, Wolf has a long history of getting facts wrong or even making things up. Exodus 20:16 says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor." In a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump lashed out at Michael Wolff, author of Fire and Fury, for questioning the commander-in-chief's mental stability. At 7:19 a.m., he tweeted, quote, "Now that Russian collusion, after 1 year of intense study, has proven to be a total hoax on the American public, the Democrats and their lapdogs, the fake news mainstream media, are taking out the old Ronald Reagan playbook and screaming mental stability and intelligence," end quote. The 4-minute video of a woman who once embraced lesbianism, but who is now happily married to her husband, has been viewed 1,800,000 times. In a Facebook video posted last week for Anchored North, an online evangelism website, Emily Thomes explained that when she was invited to a Bible study at 22, after a series of homosexual encounters, she wanted a relationship with God like the other ladies had. So she Googled Bible verses about her sinful lifestyle and felt convicted. Listen to how she explained that moment.
Those who practice homosexuality, which was me, and also drunkards and a bunch of other things that I would have been. I realized that I was in the will not enter the kingdom of God lineup. And it scared me really, really bad. And then I read verse 11. And it says, "And such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified." I realized that there are people in the same place, and they were saved, and they were changed, and that God could do that for me too, and that I needed that. I could hold on to my sin and reject God, or I could turn to Him. All the debt that I'd racked up living like I lived didn't have to be mine if I could trust Him. So that was it. That day, it was like my eyes were really opened. I was amazed at the grace He'd shown me.
She insisted that people who claim they were born this way need grace as much as she does.
People say to me all the time, "I was born this way." I say, "Okay, yeah, me too." You're not born with right affections. That's why Jesus had to come. You feeling a desire for sin just proves you need grace like me. It's not gay to straight. It's lost to saved. God calls us not to heterosexuality, but to holiness.
One of the characters on the newly rebooted situation comedy Roseanne is a 9-year-old boy named Mark who likes to wear girls' clothing. However, the producers have reassured the public that the boy is not transitioning or homosexual. Well, that's a relief. The Star is a recently released animated movie about the birth of Christ from the point of view of animals while remaining faithful to the biblical narrative. Focus on the Family's Plugged In magazine gives The Star a high rating. They wrote, quote, "Hollywood has often taken liberties with beloved biblical stories in ways that have riled the faithful, with Noah and Exodus, Gods and Kings, being two of the more recent examples. The Star, thankfully, will not be joining that list," end quote. Actress Kristen Chenoweth gives voice to a mouse named Abby, who overhears the angel's announcement to Mary that she miraculously will give birth to Jesus, then rushes to tell every other animal she meets. All I have to do is mention this Christian singer's first name, and instantly you know that I'm talking about a man who has sold over 10 million records and has received 15 gold and platinum albums and videos. His name is Carmen. Not only did God heal him from incurable cancer over the last several years, but he delivered a seemingly Christmas miracle for the 61-year-old perennial bachelor. He orchestrated Carmen's love story with Dana from Dallas. She has a twin sister, Devra. They tied the knot on December 15th. Check out the picture of the newlywed couple in a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, a touching act of kindness was recently documented at a Chick-fil-A restaurant in Bowling Green, Kentucky. According to WBKO-TV, a 13-year-old girl named Hallie Cassidy was at the restaurant with her family when she saw a man walk into Chick-fil-A wearing a pair of shoes that were falling apart and were only held together by duct tape. A Good Samaritan, who noticed that the man with bad shoes was about to walk out the door into the cold, did something extraordinary.
And he just looked at him in the eyes and he just took off his boots and handed him to him. You could tell it made the other guy's day and it made my day. I immediately took a picture of the man. We got to share this. This is an amazing story. It was just so kind of the man to do it.
After finishing his Chick-fil-A meal, that Good Samaritan in Bowling Green, Kentucky, walked out into the cold with only a pair of socks covering his feet. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 8th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.